When the lights go out, most people react the same way no matter what caused the darkness. They light a candle, check their phone, and wait for the power to come back. For a casual prepper, this one-size-fits-all reaction is a mistake that can cost you dearly. The truth is that not all power outages are created equal. The two most common kinds of blackouts could not be more different in what causes them, how long they last, and what you need to do to get through them safely. One is a managed inconvenience that operators use on purpose. The other is a genuine emergency that can stretch on for days or weeks. If you treat them as the same thing, you will either waste money preparing for a problem that fixes itself or, far worse, find yourself dangerously unready for the event that truly threatens your household. This article draws a hard line between the two. It will show you how to tell them apart in the moment, how to match your preparedness effort and spending to what you are actually facing, and why surviving a short rolling outage does not mean you are ready for the real thing. Understanding the difference is one of the simplest ways to stay educated and keep your family safe when the grid comes under strain. What actually separates a rolling blackout from a real one? The core distinction is simple once you understand it. One kind of blackout is managed and intentional. The other is a failure. Knowing which one you are dealing with changes everything about how you should respond. A rolling blackout is a deliberate tool. When the power grid faces more demand than it can supply, operators face a hard choice. If they do nothing, the entire system can crash and drag everyone into darkness at once. To prevent that total collapse, they intentionally cut power to different areas in short, rotating chunks. This is called load shedding. Your neighborhood might lose power for 1 to 3 hours, then get it back while a different area takes its turn. The key feature of a rolling blackout is that it is planned, it is controlled, and it has a predictable end time. The grid is being protected, not defeated. A real blackout is the collapse itself. This is an unplanned failure caused by physical damage to the system. Think of an ice storm snapping power lines, a hurricane flattening substations, or major equipment failing without warning. Nobody chose this outage. It simply happened, and now crews have to physically repair broken infrastructure before power can return. Restoration is not measured in hours. It is measured in days, and sometimes weeks. So the two defining variables are cause and duration. A rolling blackout is caused by a deliberate decision, and it lasts a short, predictable amount of time. A real blackout is caused by damage, and it lasts an unknown, often long amount of time. When the power goes out, ask yourself two questions. Did my utility warn me this was coming as part of a rotation? Do I have any idea when it will end? If you have answers, you are likely in a rolling blackout. If the outage came out of nowhere and nobody can tell you when it will be over, you may be facing the real thing. Confusing these two events is not a harmless mistake. It wastes money and, more dangerously, it leaves people blind to the scenario that actually matters. The rest of this article will help you keep them separate in your mind and in your planning. Why rolling blackouts happen and when to expect them. Rolling blackouts are not chaos. They are a signal. Understanding the mechanics behind them helps you see them for what they are, which is a warning that the grid is under stress. Once you understand the triggers, you can often anticipate them before they arrive. The supply and demand problem. At its heart, the power grid must keep supply and demand in balance every single second. Electricity is produced and used almost instantly, with very little stored for later. When demand climbs higher than the available supply, something has to give. If operators let the imbalance grow unchecked, the whole system can fail. Shedding load in rotation is the release valve. By cutting power to some areas temporarily, operators reduce total demand and keep the system from tipping over. It is an ugly solution, but it protects the majority. Common triggers. The most familiar trigger is extreme heat. During a heat wave, millions of air conditioners run at full blast at the same time. Demand spikes far beyond normal levels, and the grid strains to keep up. Extreme cold does the same thing in reverse, as electric heating and heat pumps push demand to record highs. Generation shortfalls are another cause. If power plants go offline for maintenance or fuel problems, or if renewable sources drop off when the wind dies or clouds roll in, supply can fall short even when demand is normal. New pressures on the grid. There is also a growing source of demand worth watching. The rapid expansion of AI data centers is placing enormous new loads on regional grids. These facilities consume vast amounts of electricity around the clock, and their growth is happening faster than new supply can be built. This is becoming a real driver of the rolling variety of blackout in some regions. If you want to understand this emerging pressure, our related piece on the AI data center concept explains why this trend matters for everyday households. How to stay ahead of them. You do not have to be caught off guard. Most utilities publish rotation schedules and alerts during periods of high strain. Find your utility's website and look for outage or load shedding information. Sign up for text or email alerts so you get advance notice. Many operators also share which rotation block your address falls into, which tells you roughly when your turn might come. Local news and emergency management channels often broadcast this information during heat waves and cold snaps. The bigger point is this. A rolling blackout is a warning sign that your regional grid is running close to its limit. It is worth paying attention to, because the same conditions that trigger a managed rotation can sometimes push a stressed system toward a genuine failure. Regional vulnerability varies widely, and our state risk piece can help you understand how exposed your area may be. Treat every rolling blackout as a reminder to check your readiness for the more serious event, matching your prep to the event. Because these two events are so different, your response to them should be different too. Preppers get into trouble when they use the same plan for both. You end up either buying expensive gear you will never need for a two-hour outage or, far more dangerous, treating a multi-day disaster like a minor inconvenience. The fix is to think in two clear tiers. Tier 1, light and fast for rolling blackouts. A rolling blackout is a predictable, short gap in power. Surviving it does not require a big investment. It requires readiness and calm. Here is what actually matters: keep your devices charged. Make a habit of topping off phones, tablets, and laptops when a heat wave or cold snap is forecast. A charged phone keeps you connected and informed. Own a battery bank. A single portable battery bank can recharge a phone several times and easily carries you through a 1 to 3 hour outage. This is cheap, simple, and enough for the rolling variety. Know your rotation schedule. If you know your block is due to lose power from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, you can plan around it instead of panicking through it. Keep the fridge and freezer closed. A closed refrigerator holds its temperature for hours. During a rolling outage, simply leave the doors shut and your food stays safe. Ride it out. For a predictable short gap, the best strategy is often patience. Read a book, wait it out, and let the rotation pass. That is the whole plan. Tier 2, the deep stack for real blackouts. A real blackout is an entirely different animal, and it demands a serious response. This is the deep stack, the layered preparation that your whole preparedness plan actually exists for. When restoration takes days or weeks, these are the things that keep your household running: backup power. A generator with adequate fuel storage, or a large battery power station, becomes essential for running critical items like a refrigerator or medical equipment. Store enough fuel to matter, and store it safely. Our backup power guides go into detail on choosing generators and battery banks that fit your needs. Stored water. When the power stays out, water pressure can fail, especially in areas that rely on electric pumps. Store at least 1 gallon per person per day, with several days of supply as a baseline. Food that needs no cooking. Build a supply of shelf-stable food you can eat without electricity. Canned goods, peanut butter, crackers, and ready-to-eat meals mean you never depend on a working stove or microwave. Medical redundancy. If anyone in your home relies on refrigerated medication or powered medical devices, you need a backup plan. That might mean a battery backup for equipment or a cooler strategy for medicine. Communications backup. When the grid is down for days, cell networks can fail too. A battery or hand crank radio keeps you informed. A plan to reach family members matters when normal channels go dark. The lesson here is about matching effort to reality. Money and time spent on the wrong tier is wasted. A whole house generator is overkill for a 2 hour rolling outage. A single battery bank is dangerously inadequate for a week without power. Know which event you are preparing for, and build accordingly. The dangerous comfort of "we lost power once and we're fine." There is a phrase that quietly undermines the readiness of countless households. It goes something like this: "We lost power for 2 hours last summer and we were fine." On the surface, it sounds reasonable. You went through an outage and came out the other side without harm. But that reassuring memory is one of the most dangerous forms of false confidence a prepper can carry. Here is the problem. That 2 hour outage trained you for the survivable, self-resolving version of a blackout. You learned that the power goes out, you wait a bit, and it comes back on before dinner. Your brain filed that away as what a blackout is. But that experience left you completely blind to the version that does not come back on by dinner, or by tomorrow, or by next week. The rolling blackout you survived taught you the wrong lesson. It taught you that outages are minor and temporary, when the event that truly threatens your family is neither. Consider how a multi-day outage actually unfolds. In the first few hours, it feels just like that rolling blackout you remember. But then the differences start to cascade. The food in your refrigerator crosses into the danger zone and begins to spoil, and everything in your freezer follows. If your water depends on an electric pump, pressure drops and your taps run dry. The devices you rely on for information and connection drain to zero, and there is no wall outlet to bring them back. If someone in your home uses a powered medical device or medication that must stay cold, the situation moves from uncomfortable to genuinely serious. As hours turn into days, cell towers running on backup power begin to fail, and your communications go dark right when you need them most. None of this is meant to frighten you. It is meant to make the stakes concrete. The gap between a two-hour inconvenience and a week-long emergency is not a matter of degree. It is a difference in kind. One resolves itself while you wait. The other requires you to have prepared in advance, because there is no waiting your way out of it. So here is the central message to carry with you. Prepare for the collapse. Build the deep stack, store the water, secure your backup power, and plan for the days when help is slow to arrive. Treat the rolling blackout as exactly what it is, a mild rehearsal, a signal that the grid is under strain, and a reminder to check your real preparations. Never mistake surviving one for being ready for the other. The households that stay safe are the ones that refuse to let a two-hour outage lull them into believing they were done. The difference between a rolling blackout and a real one comes down to two things, cause and duration. One is a deliberate tool with a predictable end. The other is an unplanned collapse with no known end. Match your effort to the event. Keep a battery bank and patience for the rolling variety. Build the deep stack of power, water, food, and communications for the genuine emergency. Most of all, stay honest with yourself. Surviving a short outage is not proof of readiness. It is a rehearsal. Treat every managed blackout as a nudge to check your real preparations, and you will be ready when the grid finally fails for keeps.